Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
15 minutes past 4 on Drive 959. Here's an interesting one. South Africa versus Republic of Azania.
Creepers.
What are your thoughts on the personnel of renaming South Africa Republic of Azania? Is changing the country's name a priority right now? I think someone has suggested that. But I know that it's been years when people have been saying, yeah, no, we should change the name to Azania, to Azania, to Azania. And history will also teach you that the term Azania was coined by the Greeks. I think they were referring to the regions in the southeastern part of Africa. That would be places like Somalia, Kenya, and Tanzania. So in some black nationalist contexts, particularly in South Africa, it has been used as a name for the country, signifying a desire for liberation and self-determination. And apparently the name is also associated with the idea of a land of the black people, drawing from Arabic and Swahili roots. So here's my take on it. I can't wait to get the tender for this one. That's my contribution.
The logo.
Yeah. But I'm good, ka South Africa.
We've been mocked even by other African countries that South Africa is actually not a name. It's the location of where we are situated in Africa.
Yeah.
It's like Egypt being called Northern Africa, you know, or North Africa. It doesn't mean that's their name. It's always been said that we are a nameless country because we go by our region or at least our location and not necessarily name. But also being the Republic of Azania that represent this liberation and whatever, are we not like tooting our own horn too high?
100%.
Like, we are the Republic of Azania, the entire Africa, you know? Are we not saying that we are better than the rest? Already we have,
The rest of Africa says we don't have a real name.
So we must then be their republic. We must then be their republic.
How many things need to be changed after that, then? From
too many.
From exactly, from Imalie to
Diago.
I say, well, yes, IT, our own money.
Get tender acute, I'm telling you.
Young kid, you're going to change to Republic of Azan.
Even what do you call them? Coat of arms. Coat of arms? Yeah, even the coat of arms needs to be changed. Everything must change.
Everything, Duan.
Everything.
National anthem.
Yeah. You can't say in South Africa land anymore.
Na SAA is over by Tanzania. Azania Airways.
So I'm saying there's a lot of things that need to change.
Yeah.
I'd rather have other African countries mocking us and saying,
yeah,
I'd rather take that.
And they still come here anyway.
We are still number one in Africa. So I don't understand Lavabane idea of Chincha Yonkel and how much money, like Kenny say?
Sure, it's in the billions.
It's going to be in the billions.
In the billions.
We're owing World Bank how much?
Yeah, it's going to be. I do think that it's unnecessary right now. If we've got the billions to change South Africa.
We don't.
To Azania, let's rather take that money, reroute it to other things that need immediate attention.
Build schools.
Build people houses. Universities, dude. We don't have universities.
Yeah.
Our kids, every time after they write matric, it's a struggle to place them because we don't have enough higher learning institutions. So honestly, I do think when we are rich and we are fine, we're like Sweden and them.
What's the whole thing of changing things? Like, I'm on my plate, but ask how I change my plate. So I say, was for a red or a blue in the next few.
Yeah, Ubanyasa too, wafuna blue, but that abeliji.
But that is animal separately. Safuna ukuba animal in South Africa.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Yeah, it's a huge tender.
Nice. Yeah,
063-688-0959. Kaya family, South Africa versus Republic of Azania. Not a former DJ. Okay. Not a former DJ. What are your thoughts on the proposals of renaming South Africa the Republic of Azania? Yeah, and
there's a song called Azania by Reason. Tandiswama. Is it Tandiswama Zayin? Please find it. Is it Spongile Kuma? Find it in Khoi, please. Thanks, Azania. Yes.
Why?
Why not? Tanzania. We are Republic of
Tanzania. No, you are from Tanzania. I'm from South Africa.
Share your voice note now.
0636889599. For me, so that sounds fine. And I think Lop Dries or all of us explain it like my creator and my magnitude. No, what's South Africa? It below or above? No, ma. Why KZN issues are Ugola East? Okay, I think Lop Dries, I'm a man as Tazela, Ugutia, should we change the name or not? Yeah, maybe because I was like,
guys, it's my basic to one at Lop. So maybe that's the reason why we blessed, because we never took any name. We are still authentic, you know, to the original name of Africa. Africa babies, but for the fact that we never took any name. So South Africa in general,
Africa.
What does Azania mean?
Glenn Rujodita, Azania refers to a historical and geographical region in East Africa, specifically the coastline.
Yeah, named by the Greeks.
So the name
from
Azania
Somalia
has nothing to do with South Africa.
Absolutely nothing.
So,
zero.
So someone suggested, Usilekta, Uguti, we must call South Africa Mapungu Bwe.
Mapungubwe.
Yeah, Mapungubwe.
Why?
But isn't that a Zimbabwean thingy?
It's already there.
The word as one?
But of
why?
Course it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's located in Southern Africa anyway, so.
We're good. Angie,
let's say yeah. We're naming South Africa besides Azania. What is Mapungubwe?
Mtualum.
Wow.
But I can see you, Nyagbon. Mtualum. What's wrong with that?
That would be a beautiful name for South Africa.
Ngiyithanda mini Azania, guys.
What?
I do.
You're lazy.
You are very lazy.
So you can name one of your cows Azania.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. And keep it there.
Yeah.
Ayanda?
Kwamakita Spegan.
Positive.
I'm serious.
Imagine that the World Cup where South Africa is participating by introducing or England playing us. Kwamba Kita Spegan.
I love it.
And it's your kita.
You are your Spegan country.
I'm just honest, Bantla. My clean is up strong.
Ah, you honestly are quite seven.
I want to shame.
I want to be iron of a dish.
My good.
Share your voice note now.
0636880959.
Hey. Name change. Are you down with it, South Africa versus Republic of Azania? Some people obviously have suggested names. Mapungubwe, which is in Limpopo, by the way. We've got some voice notes, lots of them.
Any which way to chow the money. I was in the Republic of South Africa. And all of those ones that say we're a nameless country know exactly where to find us.
I am a slung Azania. Better change my ID, Azania Republic, Azania. Change my license, Republic, Azania. Change my passport. Yeah, and there's supposed to see Paleomal. Labasa Hangai of it.
I'd let the Cooper tender, didn't we? Yo, change the coat of arms and everything. No. Funimali nathi. Uma phikele Republic of Azania. Ayayayaye. Sicela ama tent. Sicela itenda clean sibe nemali wena njengoma logo. Mina ngizayenza into. Ngachintsha la for ama coat of arms nine. Ngikeepers abamapho opho kwenderes.
Manje mina ngoba ngumuntu amadlozi, amadlozi amazi ngihlala South Africa na kumele ngwatshele ukuthi nimuvile seyise Azania. Hayi so thini.
There's a lot that we need to consider.
Like
there's
the laws.
There's a lot of airways saying it's not even going to be billions. It's going to be trillions.
It will be trillions. It will be a bill never ending. It will also be like a transition of 20 years. It won't even happen over one regime. It will be 3-4 presidents because you are changing everything about the country.
Who suggested this, brother? Is it ATM?
It's ATM. It says ATM is the one that proposed the name. Yeah. Well,
first of all, their name is ATM.
Yeah.
ATM should be focusing on fighting poverty.
Absolutely.
And helping the millions of South Africans who are suffering.
You know,
that should be a priority.
You know, Glenn, every time I see these small parties, especially the ones that stand for we are pro-African or whatever, I'm like, I'm hoping this is a time when we will get a movement that is equivalent to AfriForum.
Mm-hmm.
We need a black movement equivalent to AfriForum that really does not care what you say. You can 100%. Call them racist, you can call them whatever, but they are there for the minority. Yes, now they try to gloss over it, but give minority everybody. But we know
can't
that.
Can't we have that movement?
Okay.
ANC?
I know. I work at small parties here. You sit down.
The idea of changing the country's name from South Africa to Azania is quite brilliant. The unfortunate thing is the financial implications right now are too great. The opportunity was lost in 1994. When Mandela and them took over the country, they should have just gone in and changed the name with their new government. Right now, I honestly don't know, but my sense is it's too late.
Because Zimbabwe did it very quickly.
Yeah. The change from Rhodesia to Zim. It was quick.
They came out and said, we are against
Rhodesia.
And and also, it's our birthday day. We are against Rhodesia.
For me, I would love to see the day where we're using one currency, the whole of Africa. Take Europe. You go to Italy, you go to France, you go to Portugal, they use the euro. But you've been segregated because of the currency. And we think that in Africa, we are better than other countries because the currency that we are using is different from the other countries. Mind you, other countries like Botswana, they use the pula. It's 1 rand 15 cents above us. However, if you can all use the one currency, one passport, then we nationalize everything. We use at least Swahili as our medium of instruction in Africa.
Personally, I like the name Azania. I like it. Thanks to Glenn for the explanation. I didn't know that. Thank you. But yeah, unfortunately, changing a name just like that has far-reaching consequences than just waking up and then we are now called Azania, economically and all other aspects. Unless we say, listen, this is like in a war. It will have casualties. So we die once, change this name, it will have its reaching, far-reaching consequences, but we do it, and eventually we will recover. But I don't think it will be in our lifetime that we do so.
So what language was that guy saying we must use?
Swahili?
Not here. Not here.
Also, what is the wide most spoken language in Africa? That would be the fair thing, would to take that language and make it.
Of course, it would
the
be
the medium
so.
Of trying. Would it be Swahili?
It is. It is.
You
it
think?
Is, it is Swahili. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you even know Swahili?
I have never spoken it. No.
What else?
How is it Swahili?
Oh,
Swahili. Ow. Ay, man, just behave like which is swinga. Swinga. That is swinga.
And I think he's also making an important point about, you know, European countries using one currency, except for the United Kingdom, which thinks it's special.
Yeah.
They're still using the pound.
So let's say we decide to use one currency, Africa.
It will be the Azanian rand.
The Azanian rand. But many people will benefit, eh?
Yeah,
I mean, one currency would definitely show.
I mean, you know, when you skip the border to Lesotho, how easy it is.
Yeah.
Or Swaziland.
Yeah.
Because you still use the same currency. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it will happen one day, Shem.
Yo guys, mabasi egama lethu le South Africa. Do they know ukuthi breaka kanjani ma city South? Yeah, imagine se city asa. Yini yona le? Ah guys, si right nge South yethu South Africa. Yo mabahlale ne aza yabo. Yo
So it means we'll have to change Mzansi, guys. As well.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. Mzansi
Rand. Hi, good evening, Shem.
Because what about Pretoria bar ki Mzansi? Mzansi. But it's mo Mzansi hiso. How can I share my pila pila? Ne, that I want to manchi bao ba hafa mumu zanzi. That's how they say it.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.co.za.